The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services took steps in recent days to correct a troubling injustice initiated by the previous administration. 3 years ago, HHS issued a rule under the Affordable Care Act that redefined sex discrimination to include gender identity. In addition, the rule included pregnancy termination, i.e. abortion, in this non-discrimination clause. The rule was immediately challenged and has been on hold since 2016. In practice, it would have forced doctors to perform gender transition surgeries on patients even if the doctor objects or sees such surgeries as physically and emotionally harmful. The rule would have violated doctors' ability to exercise not only their best medical judgment, but also medical scruples inspired by their faith. What's more, since the rule redefined discrimination on the basis of sex to include the termination of pregnancy, its enforcement would have meant that healthcare providers and insurance companies could not refuse to provide or pay for abortion. Enforcing so-called transgender rights on doctors' schools and the rest of the country, the Obama administration relied on a narrative that gender identity is sort of baked in, and yet not necessarily the same as someone's biological sex. Consequently, we've seen all sorts of dangerous and conscience-violating policies and proposals, including this one. Pediatrician Michelle Cretella, who heads up the American College of Pediatricians, expressed relief regarding this return to science-based practice. She said, "When someone presents as transgender, it would be complete malpractice to treat them as the opposite sex. Biological sex," she points out, "affects how diseases manifest, how we diagnose, and even treat in some cases." Office of Civil Rights Director Roger Severino is responsible for implementing this reform. He explains, "When Congress prohibited sex discrimination, it did so according to the plain meaning of the term, and we are making our regulations conform. This reform is a return to science, conscience, and common sense." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.